Welcome, friendly viewers. Somewhere on the east coast of Africa, on the equator, lies Kenya, one of the most miraculous countries in the world. Home of the planet's most amazing topographic landscapes, Kenya is proud of her rich wildlife and 39 million people from diverse cultural backgrounds. Today, we will meet a fabulous group of people from Kenya, an organization that seeks to create a new miracle of love for preserving Kenya's environment and biodiversity for the future. The group is called the Vegetarian Society of Kenya.
Our mission is, just to promote vegetarianism worldwide, as it's said. And we would like to just inform the general public, general people worldwide also, especially with Africans, so people who really eat a lot of meat in Africa. What is the benefit of being a vegetarian?
They have been eating vegetarian food since hundreds of years, but they don't know, whether the meat is really beneficial, more than vegetarian, or vegetarian is more beneficial than meat. This is where we come in as a Vegetarian Society of Kenya to educate them about vegetarianism, that vegetarianism is more beneficial than meat eating.
Our society is very friendly to environmental ideas, that you preserve your environment, preserve the greeneries, the plant, vegetation and so forth. And another thing is, we had a dialogue with faith-based organization, and they also preach vegetarianism. So we give a hand to them, that is our mission as well.
I think we have to take care of the animal. Like, there are restaurants selling game meats. They are selling crocodile meat, zebra meats, whatever the wild animal meats. We should not support selling any game meat. Kenya or Africa should be known for live animals, not dead animal meat.
The Vegetarian Society of Kenya was founded by Mr. Satvinder Singh Sayan, a lifelong vegetarian from the Namdhari branch of Sikh faith, in the year of 1990. The group started their activities by providing vegetarian food and spreading vegetarianism among children's homes, schools and disaster relief.
They are all volunteers. We have initially, when we registered the Vegetarian Society of Kenya, we had about 30 to 40 members, where about 10 of them were local Kenyans, local Africans. We actually look after the needy local African children who are orphans as such. So we had an opportunity to buy some vegetarian food, and we went to one of the old homes where there were orphans, children, about 1,000 children were there. So we fed them with the help of our people and one or two donors. And we also had the chief guest, Honorable, the former MP, Dr. Julie Adhiambo, who assisted, and they were very pleased that as Vegetarian Society of Kenya, our members are doing a good job.
The message of Vegetarian Society of Kenya traces back to many ancient teachings, well balanced between the bodily and spiritual health and associated with the world peace.
People have come to know because we have been on TV. People are coming to know that there is a Vegetarian Society of Kenya. We have had some publication in newspapers for a very long time. They have realized that to be a vegetarian, they live longer, and they are very good athletes. It is a promotion in a way that people have good health. You see, the other area I would say, today in the world, if you see any spiritual power, any spiritual person, nobody will say that, okay, you become a non-veg, They will always educate to become vegetarians. And it seems that there is a reason behind it. Let's put it this way, that you want to reach spiritual powers, or let's say God. You know, by praying, you know, you can reach it very easily. But if you are only a vegetarian and you pray like you do yoga, that's the only way you can have spiritual powers and you can reach the spirituality. I belong to a different sect called Namdaris, who we are all vegetarians. Now, His Holiness Sri Sadguru Jagjit Singh Ji, his exact words were, if you want to have peace in the world, you become a vegetarian. Right? Then only we can have peace. If we become vegetarians today in the world, we'll have peace in the world also.
Coming from different walks of life and faith systems, members of Vegetarian Society of Kenya are well versed in the vegetarian and vegan origin of their own ancient teachings from sacred scriptures.
There are so many drawbacks, and in our Hindu science or scriptures, Jain scriptures, Buddhism scriptures, they call it mitahari. Mita means, in Sanskrit say, mita means proportionate, ahar means food. We are eating sometimes too much food and we bring the funeral, the death of ourselves. So we should avoid that and we should be moderate eating, moderation in eating. Then another quality of that is, there are three type of foods our Hindu scriptures classified. That is sattvic food. Sattvic means the purest food. By eating purest food, you can not only live a healthy life, but you can evolve yourself spiritually, mentally, and intellectually. And that is the best, contributing the serenity, purity, and the essential keeping the human organism very clean and sweet. And there are various philosophers, and that the Buddhism, Jainism, Namdaris, Sikhism, the one who is the chairman of this society, they are pure vegetarian, and most of them followers of this faith are total vegetarian.
From the humble beginnings of just a few original members, the Vegetarian Society of Kenya has opened up and reached out to individuals and groups from all walks of life in the past decades. Their collaboration with other vegetarian faith-based groups and not-for-profit organizations is particularly impressive. Mr. Himatbhai Doshi and Mr. Liladhar Baridia, Senior Member and Secretary of the Vegetarian Society of Kenya, share with us.
We had a dialogue with faith-based organization, particularly Christians, that is Seventh-day Adventists. All the followers of the Seventh-day Adventists are total vegetarian, and some are in a very high position, like judges, and very specialist doctors, and they also preach vegetarianism. So we give a hand to them, that is our mission as well. So they become our member, and we have an exchange of ideas, and they always support us. I'm a born Jain. We do give reverence to all living animals, including plants.
We have a Hindu Council of Kenya, and most of the members, institution of Hindu Council of Kenya, are vegetarian institutions. So we are very much in contact with them. For example, Theosophical Society is one organization where the more 90% of them members are vegetarian. And there is Aurobindo Society. Some of them, say about 50%, are also vegetarian.
It's high time. We are fortunate to have a international United Nations headquarters in Kenya, call it United Nations Environmental Project, which is an organ of the United Nations here. It's a great blessing to Kenya.
And we are in a very fortunate place in Kenya that, we have United Nations, we have Hindu councils, we have Seventh-day Adventists, all trying to promote vegetarianism in Africa and Kenya.
Members of Vegetarian Society of Kenya also run successful vegetarian and vegan restaurants. Mr. Asok Badri himself has three restaurants in Nairobi and one in Mombasa.
we are all vegetarians, and Kenya is a tourism country. We want to show people live animals, not a dead animal. That is the whole idea. My all restaurants, they serve vegetarian food, Indian, Italian, Mexican, all Chinese also. One of the branches serving even vegan food. Vegan. We do promotions, go green or be vegetarian, it takes care of your health. We always do the promotions, and our regular customers, we are giving them special discount also.
This restaurant name is Jagannath. Okay, we are selling pure vegetarian food for local African diseases.
And how are the local public liking it? Do they like the food here?
Yeah, they like so much. They are crazy. Every day we are selling like 300 to 400 people. Also, we do catering, deliveries and takeaway.
What is the main attraction? Why do people come for the vegetarian food here?
Okay, first things, our restaurant clean, food is delicious, also low cost. Our food is hygienic, and because of cleanness, that's why people like to come.
Blessed viewers, thank you for your pleasant company today. Part 2 featuring the Vegetarian Society of Kenya, continuing and widening a compassionate tradition, will continue next Sunday, September 11th, 2011. Now please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Between Master and Disciples. May you find comfort in the serene melodies that whistle through trees.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NL.